Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
We certainly are. Welcome back to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes. Just got back from a really long vacation. Well, not really long. A vacation in Cali, but of course, I am joined by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Hey, so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, Evan. And I have to tell you, you left me hanging here in San Diego. You were in San Diego, never came and saw me, man.
I know. It was interesting. So I was going to see a friend that I haven't seen in 3 years, and we were like, yeah, you know, I've got a friend that'd like to meet you and that like to show you the See Me cane. And so like every day we were like, okay, let's plan for this. But then we kept realizing, holy crap, there's like 3 years worth of stuff we got to do. That's my excuse.
Well, next time. Granted, you're going to see me in Colorado for the hike. So, So yeah, everybody, the cat is out of the bag. I'm coming, people. Woo-hoo! You're going to get this hippopotamus hiking up a mountain. Hip, hip, hippopotamus. Hip, hip, hip your way up the hip mountain.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I'll stop my singing for all your ears.
Well, the cat is indeed out of the bag and actually does remind us, or it does remind me, that our hike is actually this month. Holy crap. It's the July 27th. And we're honestly kind of ramping up our like our promotions here. And I would like to remind everybody, this is the time to do it. Go to aftersight.org/hike to register if you haven't already. And join Team BLT, because we do that is Absolutely. A thing what we're doing this year.
And experience the hippopotamus hiking. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
That's your thing, hippopotamus hiking, huh? we're gonna just call that your thing. So, join Kelvin the hippopotamus.
All right, Evan. What animal would you be if you had to be an animal? What animal would you pick?
I would be a really big horse. I like horses.
And okay, so you get to go with the hippopotamus and the horse.
Okay, that actually sounds great together. not gonna lie, I kind of like that. But anyway, how was your weekend, Kelvin?
It was good. Just getting things kind of tidying up, getting ready to kind of finalize some of the things on the See Me Can trip, and getting things along. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, things were good. Nothing too exciting, but yeah, man, I'm excited about today's show.
I am too. Me too.
Because I think what interesting is this is something that a lot of people use from according to the data. It says this is the number one version of the AI world of visually impaired scanning and reading and documentation. And
it's the number one visually assistive app that is used.
Yeah. So if you disagree with that, definitely send us an email, because we would like to hear your opinion, because I have debatable questions on that too. But
me too.
So send us an email. Where we send that email, Evan?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, if you got feedback, you can email feedback@aftersight.org or, of course, call 720-712-8856. But we're going to talk about seeing AI and actually, more in particular, some of the significant updates that have been introduced over the past few months to seeing AI, as they're quite significant. But this app has been around for years. I think it came out in what, 2016? Pretty sure.
Something like that. I mean, I remember it when I was just coming into the AT world and like being an AT instructor. And I'm like, oh yeah, this app is pretty cool. It can only read documents and I think tell you the light and maybe one other thing. I don't remember what it was. And it was exciting when it came out, and they just keep hitting it out of the park. So yeah. Evan, what is your current favorite thing in seeing AI?
Yeah, so it actually, the only capability, it didn't have a lot of capabilities. It could, light came later. You could do short text documents, a very rudimentary thing, a version of scene. So it tried to describe what it sees in front of you, and it would totally misinterpret objects. Like it thought my computer was a toaster oven or something at one point. And yeah, that was.
Pop some toast out of that computer.
I mean, hey, if it was an Xbox, you can grill on it, but it was fairly limited, though, what it could do. And then eventually they added, okay, I don't want to call it limited, actually. It was still a Swiss Army knife. But then later on, you know, they added more and more functionality. They added, obviously, the ability to see light with, and that the way it actually shows light, for those who haven't tried that, is it plays a tone, a continuous tone, and that tone gets higher or lower based on the. Yeah, pretty much. That tone gets lighter and darker based on how bright the light is, and you can actually make music with it. And they also did add quite a big chunky feature for those who have LiDAR capable phones. So if you have the iPhone 12 Pro, 13 Pro, 14 Pro, anything, any of those with the LiDAR, they added the World tab that allows you to basically kind of see everything around you and where it is in relation to you. So is there a chair on your left? How far away is it? Are there people in front of you? Pretty cool. And
so give us an example of that. Because I'm kind of cheap. I just got a 13 mini. So so with that, like if you're using that, like how does that kind of tell you, oh, that is a chair? Or is it using LiDAR and computer vision? Or like how does it give you that detail?
Yeah, so it's using both, actually. So it is using LiDAR. I wish we had a demo of it, but there are demos on YouTube if you want to go check that out. So basically what you do in the Seeing AI app is you'd go to the World channel, and then immediately once you're there and you've gotten past the little tutorial screen, it will begin to, if it recognizes an object, it'll tell you where it is. And so it'll say like chair, desk, table, person. And it's very, you know, very simple descriptions, but it'll play those in in relation to where the object is. And then it saves them.
So you're saying at the hike. So if you use this at the hike and you see me, it's going to say hippopotamus.
It might say that, or it might say 20 feet away. Big dork. No. Ouch.
Woo! Yeah. Ah, feeling that burn.
Yeah. This is a very on-canned episode today, but it won't tell you the distance, though, like unless you actually so what it does is it'll tell you what's around, and then it'll actually give you the option to find a specific object. So if you're looking for, let's say I'm looking for a coffee cup that I placed on the table, I could pretty much ask it to look for a cup. And then it will I can landmark that cup and then save it for later. And then I can basically say, hey, I'm looking for the cup. And then it will give you a sound to follow, as well as haptics and a little bit of guidance based on, you know, where you are in the room as far as how far you are away from the cup or whatever you're trying to find. And it'll basically allow you to find items, you know, pretty much down to the foot. So it's really cool. And they've also added even more functionality to this World tab now, where you can actually map and save routes. So you can now use Seeing AI for a little bit for navigation. So if you're trying to find like the receptionist desk, you can map that route from the receptionist desk to your room. Let's say you're in a hotel, and then you can have it route you automatically from your room to the desk or back, or vice versa.
So did you use this on your recent trip?
I haven't used, and believe it or not, actually, this trip that I was on, I didn't really use a whole lot of technology at all. I kind of really?
Because this was like your first traveling by yourself, right?
Well, this is my first air travel by myself. But I kind of went no tech. But either way, pretty significant updates within the last year, but honestly, not the most significant. The most significant update that has come to Seeing AI is actually it being released on Android, and that is huge.
Yes. So, and I think that when that came out, I think that came out last month or something like that.
No, it's been out a few months.
Yeah, like March. I don't remember.
Beginning of this year, I think.
Yeah. So, and what's interesting is that from what I'm hearing, I don't have an Android phone, but it is working flawless. It is pretty well accurate. The details behind it are really well, and people are they're definitely digging it. Mm-hmm. Have you used it on the Android yet?
Yeah, so that's the thing with Android is it's become in the blindness community definitely a very obviously it's gotten a lot more accessible and a lot less clunky as they've really polished up TalkBack and just made it really, really seamless to use. But I downloaded it on my Google Pixel a few months ago and played with it just to kind of try and compare and contrast the differences between it and Seeing AI. And really, it is honestly very, very similar. I think switching channels is a little different because if you want to go to switch channels, so if you wanted to go from product recognition to person recognition on the iPhone, you just swipe up when you're on the channel section of Seeing AI. For this, I actually kind of forget. I think it was a drop down to actually switch channels. So the app looks a little different, but you have pretty much all of the functionality, including like your light recognition, image recognition, product recognition. I don't think there's the world tab though, and that's only because of its reliance on LiDAR, and not every Android phone has LiDAR. That's not to say they can't bring it in the future, though.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting, though.
Very exciting.
As it continues to grow, when I was building my invention, the smart gator, none of this stuff existed. Like, I was working on making this stuff, and we've come a long ways since the beginning of some of these launches. And It's super exciting. I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to be traveling in about a couple of weeks to come out to you guys, and definitely want to try some of this stuff and see like
what how it's does this like, help, really?
Yeah, how does this work? If I work my airport, go a day early, get some things mapped, get a few things worked out, work out the angles, get food security on my own, don't need nobody's help. And working through, that'd be amazing.
Right.
And, you know, that was always annoying when you got to have somebody's help. But when you got this world thing on Seeing AI, I mean,
it might help.
It could totally help, especially if it's already pre-mapped and it's somewhere. Like for me, I always go for the San Diego airport. So as having it pre-mapped there, ready to go, I'm navigating the situation there. And then the other thing is what's interesting is, like I was supposed to be on a trip this weekend, and I decided not to go on this trip because I was really, really nervous of being in a new environment. And so,
happens to us all. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm becoming an old man. I mean, I'm really becoming that old man. Get off my lawn,
an old man. Man, you got so much more time though.
And so what I found though, like. the more and more we use these apps, the more and more freedom that we'll gain on our own without needing assistance. And it is something that I have to humble myself in a lot of ways to ask for help. Because I'm one of those guys that I'll go and be lost and lost and lost, and then I'll ask for help. But it's one of those.
Well,
but I think this is what's cool about what CNAI is doing with the world and the Android side of things. I mean,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Did I tell you how I used the quick text reader
to navigate
through the airport?
The short text reader is incredible, actually, and I'll talk about how I use it too.
I think that's what's really interesting is the last.
It reads
couple times,
anything that it sees, pretty much. Yeah. Let's just say that.
So if you need to read, if you're trying to find your gate and you are able to navigate the airport, it'll tell you what gate number you're coming up on, and because it's reading everything, and. If you're a screen reader user, you know how to ignore all the extra details. So you're just looking for that one detail that you're looking for, and your ear catches it, and bam, there you are.
Absolutely.
So how are you using, Evan?
Well, I use the short text tab pretty much most often when I use Seeing AI because, like I said, it pretty much reads whatever the camera can see. So if it sees text and you're on that channel, it's going to just start reading it. So let's say if you're walking through like the airport and you're looking for a gate, you'll hear the gate numbers and probably whatever else it sees too. But I've really found the short text tab to be useful with little screens, actually. Like when I'm trying to set up a new electronic and, you know, it has like a menu that you have to go through, like a washing machine, for instance, and I was trying to see what cycle it's on. You can just point your phone at the screen, and if it's displayed, it will read it. Because, for instance, we have washing machines in my apartment has a laundromat, so we just have, you know, two different washing machines, two different dryers. They're not brailled or and they don't beep, but they do have a display of, you know, what cycle is selected and how long that's going to take. And so it's super easy for me to just point my phone at the screen and then make some changes. And within 2 seconds, you'll hear the changes that you've made on the device. So, it makes it super, super convenient.
It's amazing what you can do with being able to get access to text
just
information
text
and details.
Even. Just simple text, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like the point that you made as far as these apps opening up your world because this is a point I'd really like to make, you know, for anybody. If you've been a user of Seeing AI, Be My Eyes, Google Lookout, if you're on Android, for a few years, most likely you're pretty used to what these apps can do and their capabilities. But if you're not, you really need to just take some time when you're not in need of these services, when you just got some time to horse around and just experiment with these apps and, kind of figure out what works for you. What is this app? What is Seeing AI really good at? And are there things that maybe I should use Be My Eyes for or Aira? Now, another point I wanted to actually make that's separate for Android users, for a while, probably since 2016, Android has had a pretty decent competitor app called Google Lookout. And this thing is really cool because it also does a lot of live recognition and it will read like text and products. And its product recognition is actually some of the best I've used personally in my experience. Now, that's just my personal experience. Your experiences may vary. But that was pretty much the standard for when it came to image description apps on Android until Seeing AI got released last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I'm finding is there's a lot of people trying to come into the market, but the people that have been here the longest, that they still have probably one of the better products, like Google, Seeing AI.
And this is Microsoft that does Seeing AI too. So
yeah, and so they And the other thing is, it all comes down to how much money do they got behind it. And CNAI was before Microsoft. It was standalone by itself. Then it got bought out by Microsoft. And then what was interesting is, like, you got Envision does similar things as well. And then you have
SuperSense is another one.
BeamEyes is starting to do some stuff, not exactly the same. Same thing with Aira. So it's always finding out what works best for you and the details that you want. And like Evan said, you really need to practice. Take the time. Yeah. Like, it was funny. I was sitting there because I was getting ready for studying for the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get in the CNAI app. And so I started taking pictures of my foster son and like naming him Junior Hippopotamus. And
oh, yeah, you're doing the face recognition.
Junior Hippopotamus.
I love
and,
that.
And so and then I was like, all right, so if I could do this, all right. And then I started reading different things, and then I started doing describe the room.
Describe scene. Yep. Yep.
And then I did the handwriting. That's still questionable. Handwriting is one of those. It's always going to be a challenge.
It's still in beta for a reason. Because you'll notice, too, if you
– always going to be an issue.
If you use, like, seeing the script – or sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's just handwriting not consistent.
No,
it's
not.
There is no consistency in handwriting. And so, if you're reading Japanese characters or Chinese characters, that might be able to do a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm wondering because they're a little different styling and probably more consistent. I've never looked at that, but there's a reason too that the handwriting still says preview next to it because they're still perfecting it. So does the scene description, and even I don't know if the world tab is still in preview or not. But the one last point I really want to make about both of these apps, and it might be obvious to some, but if it's not, these apps are free, completely free. There's no paywall. There's no subscription, no advertisements. It's all free, and you get to use every single feature and function of the app when you download it, which is amazing. And I think a lot of people are very happy about that. But of course, because it's free, that does mean that, feature development and just any future development of any of these apps is really dependent on how much support the developers get.
Yep. Well, the other thing you got to think about it, it's free to us, but you are giving some of your information away.
That too. Like,
so just a FYI, if you're worried about your identity and all that stuff, it's anytime you work with something free, a lot of these assisted technology products, they have extra grant funding and other donation funding, so they're not so much trying to steal your information. But
no, they're definitely not.
But when you do free, just be aware that you are handing off something. So, but there are other products out there that you can pay for that. But they're not nearly as good as what you can get for free. So that's where you got to see out your trade-off.
And that's the interesting part. Yep. Because, in reality, you are sending off a picture to a server with the software on it, and that server describes the picture or does whatever it needs to, sends it back to your device. It's kind of like do it at your own discretion. You know, whatever you want to take a picture of, that's totally 100%. Up to you. But one thing that is not up to you, in fact, that is up to both of us, is actually the sandwich of the week. Oh, man. So I'm going to go first because I've got a kind of an interesting pick for this week. It's a homemade one, too. Since I was in California, I didn't actually go out to as many restaurants as I was hoping. I did get to try this this really good – it's like a seafood place by Oceanside, and I got a Caesar salad with mahi-mahi on it. I think that's what it was. I don't know if it was.
Oh, yeah.
Was it mahi? It sounded similar to mahi-mahi. but you know, all that stuff, but that's not a sandwich. But actually when I was at my friend's place, her mom actually did a very, it was a very improvised thing, but it turned out to be delicious. She had, you know, she's making us burgers and had some hash browns left over.
Ooh.
And, you know, she just was, you know, like, hey, how about we smack this hash brown onto this burger and make a hash brown, I don't have a name for it, a hash burger. Maybe this is something like that. But so, yeah, my sandwich of the week this week is actually a standard hamburger with cheese, a hash brown, and grilled onions. It is surprisingly good. But Kelvin, do you have a sandwich of the week?
I'm going to go pretty simple, but you can never go wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Never. You can never go wrong with those.
Because I am craving one of those right now. I'm like, maybe I go for a little walk today.
Yeah, go out to the Chick-fil-A and grab one of those bad boys. Their spicy chicken sandwiches are some of my favorite too, really.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I had something the other day that was a spicy, it was unexpected spicy, and I can't remember what it was now. But, okay, I have to throw this out there.
Okay.
Have you ever had a 7-Eleven pizza?
What?
Yeah. No. Okay, just for $10, you get a large pizza, and you can get like pepperoni and sausage and cheese, and it's legit good.
What? Right? Wow, mind blown.
Yep, I just putting it out there. All right.
I've always expected 7-Eleven to be, you know, taquitos and nachos and stuff like that.
Yeah,
not
but
pizza. Wow, that's surprising.
They have a what's surprising is that 7-Eleven doing some unique stuff in their marketing and branding.
Absolutely.
So, well, anyway, this isn't the 7-Eleven show.
But it is cool to see that that Microsoft is doing a lot of unique, bringing a lot of new innovations to the table for seeing AI. And actually, there is one other feature that they have released for iOS that I didn't even mention it when we were talking about it earlier, and I'm kind of annoyed because it's a really cool feature that actually allows you to like learn certain objects, and then you can find them later. But either way, we've gone on and on and on. If you're an Android user and you have yet to try out Seeing AI, go check it out. It's on the Play Store, completely free, and you'll have pretty much a very similar experience to us iOS users over here when it comes to Seeing AI. Now, with that being said, we are going to wrap this crazy train of an episode up today, and maybe we'll give you guys some more BLT Byte demos of some of Seeing AI's features. Lately, we've really been focusing on ALEXA stuff and what she can do. But if you actually haven't checked out the BLT Bytes, this is a friendly reminder. Go check those bad boys out. They're anywhere from 2 to 6 minutes in length. And I mean, we'll cover pretty much anything from, you know, getting started with voiceover to fun games that you can play on your smart speaker. This is really a series on BLT that's meant to be friendly for users of pretty much all ages and all levels of experience. So yeah, go check that out. Now, of course, like I said, you know, our hike's coming up this month. We said that at the beginning, and
you gotta come hippopotamus with me on the mountain.
Yeah, you gotta join
hip our way up the mountain.
With that being said, for Evan Starnes and Kelvin Crosby and the entire family of Aftersight, thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of Blind Level Tech. My name is Evan Starnes.
And I'm Kelvin Crosby. Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.
And we'll catch you all next week.